Welcome to Our Weekly Standards, a podcast of Heritage Presbyterian Church in New Braunfels, Texas. This podcast is designed to aid your study and memorization of the Reformed catechisms and confessions, and deepen your knowledge, build your faith, and increase your zeal in your walk with God. Our catechism question of the week is from Westminster Shorter Catechism, question and answer 23. What offices doth Christ execute as our Redeemer? Answer, Christ as our Redeemer executeth the offices of a prophet, of a priest, and of a king, both in his estate of humiliation and exaltation. Our Bible memorization verse of the week comes from Deuteronomy 18, verse 18. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. We find the truth of this catechism answer elsewhere in Scripture in the following verses. Acts 2, verse 33. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. Acts 3, verses 22 through 23. For Moses truly said to the fathers, The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds. Hebrews 4, 14 and 15. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Hebrews 5, verses 5 and 6. So also Christ did not glorify himself to become high priest, but it was he who said to him, You are my Son, today I have begotten you. As he also says in another place, You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Isaiah 9, verses 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Luke 1, verses 32 and 33. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. John 18, verse 37. Pilate therefore said to him, Are you a king then? Jesus answered, You say rightly that I am a king. For this cause I was born, and for this cause I have come into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 25. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. Well, amen. Praise God for these truths from his word. Join me again next time as we continue our weekly standards. Have a great day.